it's Diane. I'm here to read you to sleep. Tonight I'll be reading you two short stories about New Year's. The first one is The New Year by Harriet Caswell, taken from Stories and Sketches published in 1872. And the second story is The Fairy's New Year Gift by Emily Paulson, read from Good Stories for Great Holidays by Frances Jenkins Olcott. I hope you enjoy these stories. The New Year. Another year has just glided away, and it seems but as yesterday that we stood at its threshold and looked forward over its then seemingly lengthened way, and fancy was busy with many plans and projects for future happiness and delight. We looked forward through the whole border of its months, weeks, days, and hours, and life grew bright with pleased anticipation. The year has now passed away, and how few, very few, of all our bright hopes have been realized. With how many of us have unexpected and unwished-for events taken the place of those to which we looked forward with so much delight. As the hours and moments of the past year have slowly glided into the ocean of the past, they have borne with them the treasures of many a fond heart. The sun shines as brightly as ever. The moon and stars still look placidly down upon the sleeping earth. And life is the same as it has ever been, but for these their work is over, and they have done with time. As I sat watching the fast gathering shadows over the last night of the old year, I fell into a sort of waking dream, and I seemed to hear the slow, measured tread of one wearily approaching. Turning my eyes in the direction of the approaching footsteps, I beheld the form of a very aged man. His countenance appeared somewhat familiar, yet it was furrowed by many wrinkles, and on his once high and beautiful forehead were the deep lines of corroding care and anxiety. His step was slow and heavy, and he leaned for support on his now well-nigh failing staff. He bore the marks of extreme feebleness, and gazed forward with a manner of timidity and uncertainty, and on his changeful countenance was expressed all the multitudinous emotions of the human breast. His garments had once been white and shining, but they were now stained and darkened by travel, and portions of them trailed in the dust. As he drew nigh, I observed that he carried in his hand a closely written scroll, on which was recorded the events of the past year. As I gazed upon the record, I read of life begun, and of death in every circumstance and condition of mortal being, of happiness and misery, of love and hate, of good and evil, all mingling their different results in that graphic record. And I trembled as my own name met my view, with the long list of opportunities for good unimproved, together with the many sins, both of omission and commission, of which I had been guilty during the past year. But there was nothing left out. The events in the life of every individual member of the human family were there, all recorded in legible characters. As the midnight hour struck, the aged man who typified the old year faded from my view. And, almost before I was aware of the change, youth and beauty stood smiling before me. The old year gone, The new year had begun. His robes were white and glistening. His voice was mirthful and his steps buoyant. Health and vigor braced his limbs. He too bare in his hand a scroll, but white as the unsullied snow. Not a line was yet traced upon its pure surface except the title, Record of 1872. I gazed on its fresh and gladsome visage with mingled emotions of sorrow and joy, and I breathed my prayer for forgiveness for the follies and sins of the departed year. The Fairy's New Year Gift. Two little boys were at play one day when a fairy suddenly appeared before them and said, "I have been sent to give you New Year presents." She handed to each child a package and in an instant was gone. Carl and Philip opened the packages and found in them two beautiful books, with pages as pure and white as the snow when it first falls. Many months passed, and the fairy came again to the boys. "I have brought you each another book," said she, "and will take the first ones back to Father Time, who sent them to you." "May I not keep mine a little longer?" asked Philip. "I have hardly thought about it lately. I'd like to paint something on the last leaf that lies open." "No," said the fairy, "I must take it just as it is." "I wish that I could look through mine just once," said Carl. "I have only seen one page at a time. For when the leaf turns over, it sticks fast, and I can never open the book at more than one place each day." "You shall look at your book," said the fairy, "and Philip at his." And she lit for them two little silver lamps, by the light of which they saw the pages as she turned them. The boys looked in wonder. Could it be that these were the same fair books she had given them a year ago? Where were the clean white pages, as pure and beautiful as the snow when it first falls? Here was a page with ugly black spots and scratches upon it, while the very next page showed a lovely little picture. Some pages were decorated with gold and silver and gorgeous colors, others with beautiful flowers, and still others with a rainbow of softest, most delicate brightness. Yet even on the most beautiful of the pages, there were ugly blots and scratches. Carl and Philip looked up at the fairy at last. "Who did this?" they asked. "Every page was white and fair as we opened to it. Yet now there is not a single blank place in the whole book." "Shall I explain some of the pictures to you?" said the fairy, smiling at the two little boys. "See, Philip, the spray of roses blossomed on this page when you let the baby have your playthings. And this pretty bird, that looks as if it were singing with all its might, would never have been on this page if you had not tried to be kind and pleasant the other day instead of quarreling." "But what makes this blot?" asked Philip. "That," said the fairy sadly, "that came when you told an untruth one day, and this when you did not mind Mama. All these blots and scratches that look so ugly, both in your book and in Carl's, were made when you were naughty. Each pretty thing in your books came on its page when you were good." Oh, if we could only have the books again, said Carl and Philip. That cannot be, said the fairy. See, they are dated for this year, and they must now go back into Father Time's bookcase. But I have brought you each a new one. Perhaps you can make these more beautiful than the others. So saying, she vanished, and the boys were left alone, but each held in his hand a new book open at the first page. And on the back of this book was written in letters of gold, "For the New Year." Sleep well, my friend.